Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
Morning. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're not at Myrtle Beach, so I think it's about 72 degrees here. It's good, in case you missed my report earlier this morning. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Where was your phone that time when we were given the temperature, and it was
Columbia.
You were in some other, like, vacation mode.
Oh, yeah. Because I always pull up weather for where I might be, so I just...
It was like... Texas or something like bizarre, and you're like, wait, we're not in so-and-so.
We're not in Aruba.
So her phone is still on Myrtle Beach time.
Yeah, it was.
But it's Rock Hill time.
That's right, which means it is 72 degrees.
And means it's Wanted Wednesday time.
Absolutely. Which means it's Trent Ferris. We'll just keep on connecting the dots.
Oh, we'll eventually get there, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll get off the island eventually.
Oh, man. All right, it is Wanted Wednesday. Trent comes on the program with some old cases, some maybe new cases where an extra set of eyes could help solve the case. And good morning to you, Trent.
Good morning. And that's what we do. We just try to, you know, put another set of ears, since this is radio.
Oh, good.
Or on Facebook here, you know, again, just get some more people to figure out. Maybe they could say, I saw somebody going from this place, or I know this person, and they can help our detectives or any other agency's detectives solve a case.
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll begin with, if it ain't yours, give it back.
That's right. We've had an issue with this lately.
Which every mother and father have said.
Yeah.
I mean, it's popping up more and more. It's just some, I guess, dishonest people out there. Because on June 4th, at about 2:15 in the morning, a person dropped his wallet at the Marathon 365 gas station located off of Gateway Farm Road in Clover. And it's pretty much a stone's throw from the state line up there in Clover. And a man described as an older white male with a gray goatee wearing a number 59 Luke Kuechly Carolina Panthers shirt.
It was not Luke Kuechly, though.
Not Luke Kuechly,
all
no.
Right.
So,
shirt.
He picked up the wallet off the ground. And instead of trying to find the owner, he decides to open the wallet up, take the cash out, pay for his items with that cash.
Finders keepers.
And then that's one thing, taking the cash, using the cash out of it, and then maybe saying, hey, I found this wallet on the ground to the cashier. No, he gave it to another person who was a younger white female wearing a black hoodie, and this time nobody was wearing masks. Thank you, Governor McMaster, getting rid of all the COVID mask mandates. And both left in an older model Mercury four-door car with an unknown North Carolina tag. So these people probably went north right there to
see what they could
Clover.
Do with the credit cards.
Yeah, exactly. He said, now you try these.
Yes.
Yeah. So it goes without saying that if you find a wallet...
Yeah, it's not yours.
Give it back.
Give it back or give it to the cashier, because the owner might come back and say, I think I dropped my wallet here in the parking lot or in the store or something. Have you seen it? I mean, if it ain't yours, give it back. That's
what
the little title here on the...
Right. what goes around comes around.
That's true. And sometimes when you give it back, the people usually give you a reward.
Yeah.
It's not a given, but they could have been like, thank you so much. Here's $5 or whatever it is. I don't know, but it's...
I mean, spread the love.
Very true. All right, we've got a wanted person.
All right, yep. We have more of these nowadays. The Sheriff's Office Violent Crimes Unit is looking to locate Sonia Gustavia Aland. Aland or Aland? Aland? Spelled Aland. Sonia Aland. She's wanted for three active warrants of unlawful neglect of a child from back in February after her children, who were two of them were 6 and 8 years old, tested positive for methamphetamine. She's a white female, 35 years old, 5'3", 180 pounds, blonde hair, green eyes, and lives in the Clover area. So if you know who she is, we've tried to, the detectives went to her house. Nobody came to the door, that kind of thing. We know where she lives. We know those things, but she's hiding out from us. But
if you are around it and inhaling, would you test positive, or would this be a direct act?
That's what it is. It's not like she's saying, hey, here, smoke this meth.
Like secondhand smoke?
Yeah. Wow. That's what typically happens, is they're in the vicinity of somebody who is smoking meth.
And are the kids okay?
They are in the care of the Department of Social Services.
Okay. All right.
So as of right now, they still need to find Miss Alland.
It's Wanted Wednesday. We're continuing our conversation with Trent Ferris, the public information officer with the York County Sheriff's Office. Trent, we have another wanted person.
That's right. We have Dexter Leonard Fowler II. He's wanted for trafficking methamphetamine, possession of a weapon during a violent crime, possession of other narcotic substances, and possession of Schedule I narcotics. He's a black male, 28 years old, 6'1", 130 pounds. He has black hair, brown eyes, and his last known address is on Palmetto Drive in Fort Mill.
Okay. All right. So if folks have any information on either of the crimes that we shared with everyone today, what's the best plan of action?
And the best thing is folks to go look at these folks, because we have pictures of them on our Facebook page. And then once you go do that and you say, I know who that is, or I know where Mr. Fowler is, or somebody like that, you could call Crime Stoppers at 1-877-409-4321, or you can remain completely anonymous and go to crimestoppersofyorkcounty.com, and then you can submit a tip online there. You don't even have to talk to anybody. And if your tip leads to an arrest, you could earn cash money reward.
Wow. And you just never know what tip might be the breaking point.
That's right.
To solve a case.
Very true. The State Law Enforcement Division, SLED, has released its crime data report for the following year. The rate of murders went up in the state of South Carolina 25%. Aggravated assaults were up as well, 9%. Property crimes decreased, except for arson, which increased 21% after it was on a decline. I know numbers like polls you can read into it what you want. What do you all see here locally? Do these numbers also line up with maybe some of the statewide numbers? Remember, the statewide is the average. So what do we see here locally, maybe in York County?
Well, so far here in York County, as far as homicides, we have 8. Well, as far as York County Sheriff's Office jurisdiction, I don't know what the cities have, but we have 8 homicides.
And so sadly, far this year?
For this year.
Okay.
Sadly, 6 of those came at one time, but they all count as one individual. So sadly, that happened. It's an increase. I mean, actually, I was looking up the numbers here while we were in the break. It's like this year, from year to date, we had the numbers that we had an overall decrease of 21 violent crimes, but that's May, the month of May, from year to year. So month of May last year versus month of May this year, we have a decrease. And I don't know, we were talking about it, so I don't know if it was COVID related or anything like that. People weren't getting around or staying in their homes and not going out. And I guess even the criminals said, hey, the governor said we got to stay in our house and wear a mask. I guess we better do it.
So safe.
So I don't know if that, but locally, yes, we're seeing an increase, but it's not as dramatic as those numbers. And like I said, as far as homicides, that's what most folks focus on. Sadly, we had 6 of those at one time.
Well, these numbers just help to provide a roadmap, right?
Right.
I mean, they do give you all some direction, and then you guys have lots of programs to continue to, to reduce these numbers. I mean, listen, we would love to live in a community where there's zero crime, like Leave It to Beaver, but we know that's just not the world we live in. And as humans, we're sinful in nature, so it's going to happen.
Even Beaver had Eddie Haskell.
That's so true. He even had a bully.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. But they do provide a roadmap. So again, you can look at numbers and find what you want to find. It is important to report this and to see where the trends are so you guys can address it.
That's right. We do have what we call ProStar meetings once a month, where we get together and we look at the numbers and we look at the trends, and we get together with all the lieutenants and of the districts and captains and some sergeants get together and they say, this is what we're seeing in our individual districts. They talk about it and say, where can we, okay, this is something we see as a trend. Mm-hmm. What can we do to make this trend stop?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they get together and they talk about it and like, we could do this, we could do that. And so that's
perfect.
Just teamwork.
Yeah.
Teamwork makes a dream work. And hopefully everybody will, you know, then sadly we'll get that trend took care of. And next thing you know, another trend will pop up. You never know. I mean, catalytic converters again. We were chasing a guy this morning. It looked like he was probably trying to cut a catalytic converter off of a truck at a business.
Right here.
But yeah, that's what happens. Mm.
Trent Ferris, thank you so very much. We really appreciate all that you do. And our law enforcement and Wanted Wednesday gives us an opportunity to be observant, aware, and share.
Yes.
All righty.